I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
So, Ski, how was the shower? Like, tell me about the shower. After Oregon's win over Penn State, tell me about the shower. How'd that go?
Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, how'd the shower go?
I was touching myself the entire game. It needed a shower for that.
Ski, real quick. During the game, there were many instances in our Discord, which, by the way, Sportsburian Discord, if you would like to join the fun, many instances in which a lot of us were talking about how we were fully torqued, fully, several times during this football game against Penn State, in which we were fully torqued. So, you having taken a shower directly after the game, Ski, how did that go for you?
Oh, went well.
Good.
Didn't need the shower after that game. I mean,
the Thieneman interception was full, like the scene Scary Movie. Remember the scene from Scary Movie where like he had been building it up for so long and then he shot her into the ceiling? It was one of those. Yeah. It was one of those.
Yeah. And you know, I had a lot of, you know, there's a lot of times there, you know, just you lose wood when you see Jaden Lamar in the game. And that, you know, the defense comboed with Jaden Lamar in there.
God.
Last, what was it, like 7 minutes of the game.
You're not
wrong. We needed our sponsor Blue Chew for that last 7 minutes because it was flaccid. That was a flaccid 7 minutes there.
It was really crazy. So I know, like, look, we're going to give like full breakdown or whatever on Thursday, but like, they had Hill in the game in the second half, and he was unstoppable. And then, for whatever reason, and it reminds me of Jordan James. Like, when it was Jordan James and Noah Whittington, they would, for whatever reason, James would be on fire, and they would just bench him. And Whittington would come in, and nothing would happen with the offense. Same thing with Hill today. He was killing it, and they just benched him. For no reason. Lamar came in and they just didn't do anything running the ball after that. It was crazy.
Is there a chance that him and Davison kind of have a real small playbook for them? I mean, this is their fifth game.
Well, Davison for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, seven run straight, like, from the two. Yeah. Just run straight ahead.
Seven touchdowns in five games is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is there a way Hill only has maybe like a 10-play playbook for himself right now? That's the only thing I could see of why Jaden Lamar, I mean, he had to have had maybe half the snaps from running backs overall out of plays today.
Dude, it is a game plan. You can tell. Because like Stein has his running back set up to where it's a Davison and Hill package and it's a Lamar and Whittington package. And like, but like, as I was saying in the Discord, Sports Korean Discord, the whole point, if you are going to rotate like five or six running backs, the whole point is your goal is to find a hot one. If one is working, fucking ride it. Like the rest of the game, like Hill was unstoppable. And we've said it on the pod like before, he's close every time he touches the ball. It doesn't make sense. Like, putting Lamar in the game, I'm with you, man. Like,
well, I think he was 7 for, like, 70 or something like that. He was, like, 10 a pop. And Lamar was 7 for, he was, like, 2.6 yards a rush.
Yeah.
Again,
in the Rose Bowl, it was like, yeah. D'Anthony Thomas had three carries.
Lamar was 2.4 a rush.
Stop it. Stop it.
On 7 carries. Yeah.
But
it's one thing like building it up against teams that suck. It's another thing when you have a game that matters. Give it to the guys who are hot and the guys who can make plays.
Oh.
And clearly Stein must have realized that because, like I said, Lamar was in for almost every play in the OTs, but they weren't dialing up the run calls. There was full stick, you know, the ball is in Dante Moore's hands. That's who's winning this game. It's not going to be a running back. It's going to be the second or maybe third string tight end on a weird inside shovel pass. And then get more out in space and he'll find the guy and score the touchdown.
Yeah, it's interesting. We started this being hot. And that was one of the best Oregon football game endings I have ever watched. Like, I don't know about you guys, but
this is the recent trend though of games ending with Oregon defense. Because before it's always been if Oregon defense was out there, the game's over. No, they're not gonna get that stop.
Yes.
We needed the offense on field, and now it's the Oregon defense getting these wins on the field, not the offense.
The wonderful thing about that second overtime is one play, touchdown pass to Bryant.
Oh, one great play. Yeah. Yeah.
Interception by Thieneman.
Yeah, like I would say that, like,
right? Like,
the thing we all kind of, everyone kind of knew was that Penn State, if they had to win, it would be drives that were like 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 plays. And they had two of them, right? They did. But everyone was like, well, if Oregon can just get explosives. And they did. Well, like, I mean, not
enough as in game.
No. But I'm just saying, like, when it counted, it was like, oh, shit. Oregon can just score in two plays. Penn State has to, outside of that, like, first touchdown drive in the third quarter, or whatever it was, the fourth, they had to, like, kind of work for everything they got.
I'm trying to remember. Well, let's see. Aller had 137 yards passing.
That's insane.
There was almost no threat of the deep pass out of him.
No.
He had a couple. He had the 135 yard, which I think was at a quick screen to Ross or a quick little slant maybe. But yeah, their offense was very old timey Big Ten. We're going to run the ball 35 times for 130 and throw it 25 for 137. That could win you games usually in the 90s. That could win you titles in the 90s.
Frustrating thing for Oregon, right? Like, is they dominated this game.
Yeah.
It wasn't close. It really wasn't.
Other than that final 7 minutes, yeah.
Oregon dominated this game. They should have won by, like, 21. That was the frustrating thing. It's like their offense was in really good position to make. They really needed to. Aller,
yeah. I mean, they should have been up at least.
I was like big Aller guy. I'm like, yeah, like people are giving him shit for no. He doesn't have it. He doesn't.
No juice.
Their running game was nothing. Like Catron Allen had like a few good runs, but like they were nothing.
He had like two good runs. 100%. Shout out to Tosh. Like, we don't shout out Tosh that much, but big ups to Mr. Lupoy.
Yes.
They had it.
Would you credit those last two more? Right? I mean, was
the first one? The first one. The first
was that
one
on Tosh?
The first one was, yes. I was like, shit. Yeah. But yes, they're allowed to try, they're allowed to score. That second one to tie it, I was like, oh,
yeah, that was that methodical
set. This ain't cool.
they killed the entire clock where Oregon had 30 seconds left to try to, you know, kick a field goal to win or something. So it was,
yeah,
that, I mean, everyone saw it in the Discord was like, oh shit, that took four plays in like a minute and 20 seconds.
That was way too easy. Yeah. It was way too easy.
And we've done this enough as Oregon fans to be like, oh, most often than not, that drive after the quick touchdown is usually a fucking dud. And that's what we saw again. They got that first down, which is huge. And then they didn't. There was no Hill in the game, so they didn't run the football. And then that kind of real nicky-nack penalty on Harkey that just pretty much killed the drive completely. And then, like you said, this, oh, well, here comes the Penn State offense to nickel and dime the entire clock to tie the game up.
And only because you mentioned Harkey, we really got to give him a shout out. Because, like, the plays where Oregon actually scored, Oregon made big plays, he made big plays. Like, Harkey on the touchdown run by Davison, Harkey on the screen play that ended up being a score, like, North Texas. Who knew? Like, yeah, amazing for
that,
stuff.
But for that possession, though, NBC was full on showing Harkey, like, on the bench, just being like, man, that wasn't great.
And then he came back. Like, that sucked. Dude, he did the fucking slap on the screenplay. The slap was one of the best things I've ever seen from a tackle. Woo! He did the slap and then
that shit was
block somebody. Come on, baby.
Hell okay, yeah.
Question. Question. For both of you. And I'll start. How was your reaction to the win? Like the interception by Thieneman, what did you do? So again, I'll start. Sitting on my couch. I'm going to be okay if I'm living in a duplex, so like I got a neighbor right here. It's like, is it going to be okay? Like, I got my kid in the other room. I got my dog right here. I'm like, is it going to be okay if I get up and yell and actually react like I want to? And I decided I don't care. And I did. And I yelled and I jumped around and I screamed and I got judged by the dog. The dog went in the other room. I'm like, fuck you, bro. And my kid was judging me. I don't know what the neighbor was thinking. But fuck it. I yelled. I jumped around. That was a
judging
fucking
for sure.
Great win. That is one of the best endings to an Oregon game I've ever seen. Crazy. I jumped around and ran around.
I have transitioned into an old person thing where when Oregon or whatever team I root for makes a good play, I literally go, I just laugh.
Yeah,
and I looked around, and there were some people in the house that were like, okay, all right. All right. Woo! Ducks.
Now, it kind of sounds like I'm right between you two, where the intercept had happened. I did a fuck yeah, and I stood up, but I didn't jump or run around. But
oh, standing up.
I did give a little, you know, clap also, not as a big loud one, but a little that. Like, fuck yeah, fuck like one of those.
That's great.
And then. But God, I mean, we feel so good about this right now, but just think if they lost that game. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that loss wouldn't have really mattered. But that one would have fucking sucked. But they didn't. But it was looking like it. It was looking like it. And then it didn't.
Double overtime. Yeah, some
fucking dork ass middle school kids trying to get in the video.
Bring them in.
I'm trying. Yeah, stand behind me. What'd you think of the Oregon game?
It was pretty tough.
It was pretty tough?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
It was tough.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, tell me.
Parker, come here. Parky.
So cool is tough. All right.
How do you think, what do you feel about the Oregon win tonight?
I think it was very expected.
It was very expected? How do you feel about the 49ers injury status?
Wow.
I hate it.
George Kittle? George Brittle? Oh, he's folding. He's not going to say
anything. He walked away.
Yeah, he walked.
I love this kid.
Goddamn. Parky, come here. Say George Brittle.
George Brittle.
Wow. Do you see how kids are influenced by like adults nowadays?
Yeah.
It's a shame. Stand on your own too, baby. Mind. Like, come on. This is a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame what adults are doing to our children.
It's a shame what I'm doing to kids in my grasp. My bad.
This is what I'm saying. Okay. Something I do want to make sure I say. I am ride or die Dante Moore until the end of days.
Hell that yeah, guy, man.
That
Dante rocks. Guy
rocks.
He rocks.
He rocks. Thank you.
Well, that was my concern on Thursday. Well, on Thursday, that was my concern because Manning had never been in a big game in a big atmosphere like that. More. And he looked like it didn't phase more. I mean, looked like it didn't phase him at all. Like at all. Like Aller was the one that was, especially in the first three quarters, he was the one that was on his back foot the whole time and just like looked a little shell shocked.
See it. Like Oregon, the first series Oregon started on offense, Dante Moore was calm. Like he, nothing was new to him. Nothing was surprising to him. He's just like, all right, I'm gonna run the offense. Whether or not they executed for a while, like is another thing, but he knew exactly what he was doing. And at the end of the game, he fucking came through. Like, I am ride or die Dante Moore forever. I'll hear nothing negative about Dante Moore. Like, I don't care what the fuck he does from here on out. I'm riding
our
or
Bruins.
Dying with Dante Moore forever.
Yeah, our A-clap. Bruins!
A-clap.
A-clap.
Look, I got the fucking light blue on. Like, A-clap.
You do. It looks good on
this
you.
This is my You're, Dante
it
Moore.
It makes your
day.
Eyes stand out.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. They're popping.
You look good.
Yeah.
They're popping.
Hey.
That was a great cover today by your Bruins, King. Great cover.
A good
oh name. My god, that was tough. I lost that on the but
yep.
That sucks. Yeah.
Hey, you're the only one that got you got this one. Or actually, no, you didn't, because you picked Penn State.
I did. Yeah, I did. So.
Did I pick Penn State?
You did not.
No,
you
I'm
Oregon.
The only one. Yeah,
yeah. He was the I only did. One.
Yeah, I'm the only loser in Penn State.
I'm actually surprised they did. Yeah.
Hey, man, Oregon's going to win 30 straight regular season games. It's insane.
Yeah, this was it.
Yeah.
This was really it. Like, so, okay. They got a bye. They got Indiana. Indiana is good. So, like, don't.
Did they end up losing to Iowa?
No,
they won.
Iowa kind of blew it. Yeah.
Was it like 17-10 or something stupid?
Closer than it should have been, yes. Yeah, it was like 23-17 or something. Like,
okay, all right, okay.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
Skeet, can you see the chat?
I don't have it up.
I don't either. Like, it used to be like on the side here, so I used to be able to just like read it right away, but it's like, by the way, like, listener viewer Streamlabs did an update and I can't see the chat anymore, so I gotta figure that out before the next pod, like actual podcast. But so I apologize if I'm not like reading your comments, that's why.
So
Ski, if you want to pull it up and do that, like, feel free.
Well, I'm looking at this first. So Indiana won 20-15. They scored and a score down with a minute 28 left to take the lead, and then for betting purposes, you know, they were up 7. I think the line dropped to 7 or 6.5. The last play of the game, they ran the ball. Indiana ran it 40 yards backwards and took a safety to end the game.
So no
that's
way.
How they, that's how they won
Seriously?
By 5. Yep. 40 yards backwards.
Sports.
It's not crooked. It's not. Trust us.
I've never heard of that in my life. Is that a Bud Light? What you got there? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Little.
There's the chat.
Little B minus.
Here you go. Let's see. Quick chat things. NBC is dog shit on their timing.
During the game, it was a bottle of Weller. I ended up killing.
That looks
this
sick.
This is like second half on. This is second half.
Braga looks awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Braga.
Appreciate you.
Dude,
appreciate
you look you. Fucking sick.
I appreciate you.
You'll tell me about the future.
I might.
You I'll might.
What.
What's going to happen?
Oregon's not going to lose, and then they're going to go into the game against Washington, and everybody's going to be going crazy. So, you know, that's your future.
That rocks.
Look forward to it. It was Weller, and then it was Bullet, and then this is gin. I killed 2 bottles of whiskey tonight. Not the whole things, but I like ended them. So,
oh god, you're an animal.
I appreciate you, man. Like, I really do. Nuttine says F. I can see that. It's like close enough. I don't know why you're saying F, because I'm great. So that doesn't make sense.
Ski, more glitching. I was looking at the chat. Chonking hard, glitching, a lot of that. Yep.
That's what the ad is. And,
yeah, currently. Yep. Okay. Chonking hard.
I bet. So I made some updates to the settings, and I bet those went away when Streamlabs did an update. So by Thursday, those will probably be fixed.
Got a chonking hard like Penn State or like Oregon fourth quarter defense. Let's see. Can we talk about Oregon being 5 for 7 on fourth down?
It's pretty good.
I mean, I don't love that you need 7 fourth down conversions. I mean,
it reminded me a lot of the Northwestern game because they would do these like, you know, credit where it's due, I guess, right? Like Penn State made them work for everything they got. So they would get to these fourth down plays and they'd have to go for it. But they got them. So I guess if you're getting that in that place and you're being clutch, that's all that matters.
See what else we got? We got, from Nuttian, we got when the kids were talking, these kids are why we need the Army to come to Oregon.
Please, Trump, send the Army to Portland. Grand Central Station. There's too many guys bowling. It's insane. I don't like it. They're bowling, and on top, they're drinking beer. I don't like it.
These kids are bowling. They're drinking non-light beer.
Gross.
Don't they think about like carbs? These kids.
These kids. Ugh.
Then, let's see, we got a... Does this prove that Lanning is a perfect coach for the Portal era? Come in and make you a top-round draft pick for the NFL?
Yes.
I mean, is that...
Yes. That's why Oregon is what they are right now. That's why they're bringing in these players.
Tiananmen ends the game. That was their big portal guy on defense. Yes. So,
and he hadn't done anything until that play.
No, like I said,
season.
The,
but that's all it takes.
The whites on defense were pretty rough today. Betcher and Tiananmen kind of got steamrolled out there on many a play.
Betcher tries hard.
He does try hard, but he also gets trucked in the gap by a running back, even though, I mean, large running back, but still.
Listen, that's what happens. Yeah. Listen. Whether it's your middle linebacker or your girlfriend, when a big black person comes and runs into him, the whites are always getting pulled. It is what it is.
Lessons you need to learn in life. Nuttian, by the way, Bryce had 12 tackles today. That's pretty good. Like, he did get beat in plays that mattered, so it's pretty good. He's okay. He's a late-round NFL draft pick and an early-ish round baseball draft pick, so he should probably pick baseball.
If he doesn't want fucking CTE and just get that first contract in baseball, buddy, it's all you need.
So can I just say one thing? And I kind of said it on the pod on Thursday.
Sure.
I am so that this should put it to rest when it's a broadcast, you know, or, you know, a television thing or a podcast from, you know, big name, whoever it is, whatever it is. We need to put to bed officially the fact that people are like, well, you know, I mean, Oregon's playing it's a Big Ten team and they got, you know, big bodies on both sides of the line and they're just going to win the line of scrimmage. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're from Iowa. You're from Indiana. You know, you're from whatever fucking flyover state. I don't give a fuck. Oregon has those people. And they have athletes that can just run by you or throw through you. I am so insanely overhearing stuff where it's like, well, I mean, they can just run, you know, because it's a Big Ten team versus a, what they say, a Big Ten team, but they're more like a Pac-12 team. Fuck that. Oregon runs the fucking Pac. Oregon runs the Big 12 at this point. Up, they haven't fucking lost fucking the game.
Ass. Up your ass with physicality.
And eat shit, Ohio State. Yeah, you won the national championship last year. You would not have won the national championship last year in any other year. 130 fucking years of college football, you would have been out. You would have played in the fucking Citrus Bowl. This is Oregon's era. This is our time. This is Oregon's time. And they're going to win it. And fuck you. I didn't really have a rant after that. I'm sorry.
I love that.
That's
enough.
I'm bad. I'm sorry.
You called it. You're like perfect fucking time. Calling your shot.
But no. But maybe. I am serious where I'm like, fuck,
Natty.
Can we stop hearing people being like, oh, well, yeah, they're playing a Big Ten team. They're in the Big Ten. They won the Big Ten in their first year. They have bodies for the Big Ten. Eat shit. Fucking stop.
What are you doing?
WCP says we Natty.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Iowa and play a Big Ten. Fuck you. They got to score 9 points at Iowa to win. Eat shit. Suck my dick. Lick my butthole. Eat this ear hole right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's even mentioning it in the chat, by the way. Penn State had a lot of recruits on a visit today.
Yeah.
And why would you watch Penn State and then not go to Oregon? Why would you watch that game and then be like, Oregon's not the better choice? Their coach is better.
My like traditional uniforms.
Their culture's better.
Well, I will say the atmosphere thing. I will pause you on the atmosphere. Okay. The whiteout fucking rocks.
Yeah, it did until Oregon shut it the fuck up.
Bars. Bar. Boy, that's a bar.
Wasn't that fucking atmosphere nice until Oregon shut the fuck up with a Dante Moore touchdown pass to Gary Bryant?
This guy rocks.
And then an interception by Thienemann.
Steve, we've always said this guy sucks. That was a bar.
That was a bar.
We got to admit the Brog is actually kind of cool sometimes. They always hate him. Until that was God a bar.
Damn, Oregon just kind of shut them the fuck up, didn't they? Isn't that fucking interesting how that happened? Huh. Huh, this best atmosphere in fucking college football.
Get after it.
Fucking, with the most, other than Michigan, with the most fucking capacity in college football in the Western fucking hemisphere. Wasn't it great when they were so fucking loud until Oregon shut them the fuck up? Wasn't that great until fucking Dante Moore threw a touchdown pass in double overtime to Gary Bryant Jr.? And then, hey,
he did.
Scored a touchdown. And then, hey, the next play, Thienemann got an interception. Boy, they were so quiet. Weren't they so quiet? That's interesting.
A quiet
so,
out?
Atmosphere. Atmosphere really seemed to make a difference in this game today, didn't it?
This guy's got like bars.
It's almost like fucking Oregon just won anyway.
He's angry.
Oregon's fucking better. How about that?
The A and Alex stands for angry. Yeah, crazy. That was a rant. That was good.
I got to do a quick... Yeah, do a quick shout out, Duck Duck Chef. Apparently, this is a Twitch thing. Gifted 5 subs. That's something.
Sandwiches.
I wish. My I mean, man. You should be able. To, I mean, if you're running a stream, would you rather get gifted a subscription to someone or
really
a nice foot long?
So we, I mean, so we as a podcast,
Braga would love a foot.
$5.
I'll pay
for it. I'll pay for it. What? I'm sorry, are you judging me?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. What America are we living in right now? Huh? Maybe yours.
Not a great one.
Duck Duck Chef.
Maybe the best.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Duck Duck Chef.
Maybe the best.
We thrive on subscriptions. Duck Duck Chef gifting them to our loyal watchers. That's great. You're the man. You're the man.
No, but back to it also.
He's a good dude.
You know, beat down Penn State, and that was, you know, without the Ducks' best receiver who was hurt. You know, it later in the season, barring, you know, some crucial injuries, like we saw Sadiq.
I was like get a little more played in this game, dude. what are you talking about?
Evan Stewart's still their best guy when he's there.
All right.
And barring, I mean, we don't know what's wrong with Sadiq yet. Probably never going to know what's actually wrong with Sadiq, but barring injuries, I mean, this team is only going to get better, really.
Yes. Unless so the fact that they have a, you know, they play Indiana and they're like, we figured it out.
Yeah, a week off. They get to beat the brakes off a top 10 Indiana at home. We are so natty. We are so natty.
What are the Ducks? Two or three here when the poll opens? Definitely not going to be one. Should be, but they're not. But they're not going to be. But
probably three.
Three.
Because they'll be like, Miami and
three.
Did Georgia end up losing?
Nope. Yeah, Georgia lost to Bama, so they are gone. Damn. Penn State's gone, and then LSU lost to Ole Miss in Lane Kiffin. So that's three teams ahead of the Ducks. Kicking rocks. Oh, here we go. Erica wants to know, are we going to talk about the Noah being down and being reversed?
That was one of the most insane replays I've ever seen in my life. So
Fuck NBC, though, for cutting away.
He wasn't.
Fuck them for cutting away from that. That was brutal.
So we came back from the commercial break to see a clip of Noah Whittington's knee hitting air. It didn't hit the fucking ground.
It hit a blade of grass. Eat shit. The
fuck it did.
What is down? Is grass down or is the earth considered down?
I think it's just grass.
What
grassed.
Are we saying is earth? Okay, let's make a podcast.
Whatever the hard layer that grass is growing out of.
Max
soil.
Yeah, topsoil.
Yeah. The topsoil.
So I think the topsoil is down. Grass.
He's not down. He does like a blade of grass. What are we talking about?
It was down, man.
Hit
that grass,
look,
man.
Guys, none of the amazing things we've talked about so far happen without that play happening. But he fucking wasn't down.
I don't think he was down.
Grass is down, yeah. Apparently. Grass is down. Yeah.
I was looking at it, and I had a friend over who's not an Oregon fan. And he was like, I get what they're saying, but I don't think he touched the earth.
That's the debate here.
Like, as far down as he went, he wasn't touching the earth.
I never heard, because they went to commercial. Was the play reversed? Well, it was called on the field fumble, yeah. Right? Yeah. That's a tough overturn. Now, if it was the other way and it was just like the call in the field stands. Yeah, you can't really.
I'm furious if I'm Penn State. Furious. Yes.
And also, what the fuck are you doing, Whittington? I mean, I know you're trying to work hard to get the yards, but
he's battling, man.
There's four guys holding you down.
I can't fault him. I can't.
Yeah.
He's fighting for yards.
Yeah. Well, that was his only carry the second half, by the way. So
there's a reason.
Well, maybe a little pissed off that Jaden Lamar is starting the second half off in the backfield.
I generally think Jaden Lamar is okay. I just know he's not as good as Hill. He's not as good as Whittington. He's not as good as Davison.
Let's at least give it to him. He caught the big catch there.
His calves are insane. Pigeon toes.
His calves are insane.
You ever seen pigeon toes like that before? Man.
No, not really.
That guy rides horses.
Yeah.
He does.
Do we call the down by contact a wash for the non-targeting call at the end of the game there?
I mean, it was targeting.
I knew they were not going to call it, though.
Yeah.
No, but real quick on Lamar,
like,
though. Again,
whatever we got to do, Fender, to like justify the calls for Oregon, like, sure.
Fender guy sucks.
Yeah.
Go back down to Orange County. You fucking dork, Fender. God damn.
Did he play for Brown? Yeah, it's like Ivy League.
Yeah, Brown, I mean, you, right?
Smart lawyer guy.
He's in.
Go back to Claremont College. Just leave us alone.
He's a 1%.
Yeah, we don't need to see you.
He's like, the fuck? Why are you taking shots at me? You're not wrong.
Guy sucks.
He said LA County.
LA County. Yeah, LA County.
Nah,
I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay, let's close this up. We're like 40 minutes in here.
Yeah,
this is too long. Way too much of a post.
Way too long.
Yeah.
Yes. I gotta see.
Wait, real quick, where is this compared to Ohio State? Obviously below it, but how far?
Boy, I don't know how much it is.
Like, it's honestly crazy because Ohio State last year felt fucking awesome.
This does
too. This feel as good? Does it feel as good? As good?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's probably a more impressive win, kind of. But on the pod I said Penn State would cover the three. We all kind of thought Oregon could win, right? Could.
Vegas had the most money to lose with Oregon winning. That was like the biggest amount of money on. So.
Like, and it is totally trauma. Because last year of the Ohio State game, like, I think I was the only one that picked Ohio State. You guys picked Oregon, right? Mm-hmm. But that felt so fucking awesome. Where this year is like, yeah. And it was probably a bigger win, technically, because they went into a whiteout. Right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, beating Penn State at Penn State during a whiteout game day is bigger than winning at home against Ohio State. Like, it is, right? Like,
it is. They wanted a fucking whiteout.
Double overtime, like...
These two teams, vastly different.
Sure.
I mean, if we play Penn State again, I'm not super worried. When we were playing Ohio State again, it was, oh, shit. We're going to get fucking steamrolled.
Yeah,
that's the – I mean, on the road, yes. And Duck Chef says, to be honest, the win versus Ohio State with Anthony Brown is bigger than both.
No. No. This guy.
Very excited to see Penn State at Ohio State November 1st. Agreed. Says nothing.
But again, this is the new norm, though. In the Big Ten, I mean, we're going to be playing Michigans and Penn States and Ohio States every year now. So
I love this. I got to say, it's awesome. I really do. It really is awesome.
It's great.
As an Oregon follower, like, fan, the jump from playing at Berkeley to playing at Penn State, like, and playing at Ohio State and Michigan, and even Rutgers, even like Minnesota, it's such a big jump. Like, it really is. And I was thinking about this earlier. Like, I wonder how long it's going to take for that, like, the shine to go away. Like, is it going to take a few years? And then we're like, all right, well, I'm fucking.
For football, I don't think it will.
No. Tired of playing Minnesota. It's like, blah, blah, blah.
That's Fender's question. How many seasons until this doesn't feel like a midseason bowl game?
That's the thing, right? Is they still have Washington. They still have Oregon State. Like, those were the only two that, like, really.
They still have
listen though. Like, they still have USC. They still have UCLA. It's like those are the Pac-12 teams that matter that you would ever play.
Lame.
Well, think about the other ones they're not playing against. Like, who cares? And now they still got USC sometimes. They still got, like, Washington sometimes.
They lost to Illinois.
Sometimes I'm pretty sure we're gonna play Washington every year. So
yes. Oh, but by the way, did you see on the field where the Big Ten insignia was painted on
the rivalry thing?
Yeah.
New rivalries, Oregon, whatever it is.
Oregon won the new rivalry sponsored by, you know, NVIDIA and Chase Bank.
Yeah.
It's great.
I didn't watch a second of the Ohio State Washington. Do they have a similar
thing on the field? They're not rivals. They're not rivals.
Penn State like four times ever. Like it's a rivalry?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's a rivalry game. All right. Okay, cool.
You find the good teams and you form new rivalries.
I'll tell you one thing, Oregon owns the fucking rivalry. I'll tell you that.
We saw a new rivalry today, UCLA and Northwestern. New rivalry just brewed.
Bruins covered.
Just like that. Yeah.
Bruins covered. I didn't see that coming.
It's honestly, it was pretty good, other than, you know, I think Illinois and USC, they're similar, I think, in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
New rivalry. There you go.
Yeah.
So they're on top of it. Washington, Ohio State, that's why they didn't have it. Not a new rivalry.
Illinois, the worst turf in the history of college football. Anybody else notice that? Okay, no, just me. Fair enough. Dr. Chef says, Oregon wins a natty and these conference matchups will lose the luster. I don't agree. Then they're chasing.
Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State, I think, will always be intense like this.
This was such.
I mean, it has been for Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State for decades now. So I don't see that changing.
All right, I'm about to shit my pants. Yep. We got to wrap this. My butthole is like
page. Your butthole and me. We're on the
is
same
leaking. Page. It's leaking.
Let's end this. Yeah. Hey guys, we said go Ducks on Thursday. Fucking go Ducks. That was one of the most fun endings to a football game I've ever watched. Very, very fun. That's why we're doing this podcast right now. I'm glad our chonking figured itself out eventually. We'll see you on Thursday. Go Ducks. The Ducks have a fucking bye. The Ducks have a bye. Let's like live in this for 2 weeks.
Fuck yeah. Drew Aller. Drew Aller's a fucking bitch. Drew Aller.
Did you say he's a witch?
Bitch.
This is the season of a witch. Bye, guys.